Only days have passed since Fouad and his family arrived at Amman International Airport.
I went to the Catholic Church, and he told me to be patient for a day or two so they could find a place for us. Father Noor called us and said to come to this hall. He promised it's a safe place, and thank God we're fine.
This hall is in Naour, a quiet town about 20 kilometers southwest of Amman. An area distinctively different than this bustling refugee camp in the nearby Jordanian capital. Lubna is Fuad's wife. She says she can finally breathe. She says the war on Christians had been ongoing since Saddam was ousted in 2003. But she says the last few days under the Islamist militants known as ISIL or ISIS were a nightmare.
They threatened us, saying you have to either leave, be slaughtered, convert to Islam, or pay the tax on non-Muslims. We couldn't bear living in Mosul, and we were scared for our girls and our honor.
ISIL confiscated their home and destroyed sites where their forebears had practiced their faith for nearly 2,000 years. According to one United Nations report, more than 1,500 Iraqi civilians were killed in June, a majority of them Christian.
When we were leaving, one shot hit at our feet and a mortar sailed overhead. We were praying, Mother Mary, please save us. We just need to get to this bridge.
They finally arrived at the basement of this Catholic church, ending up sharing everything with 45 people they had never met before.
Even if I'm here living in a hall getting handouts and so on, I feel like I'm better off with how people treat you here, not like how I was living.
We put up with leaving and the costs and everything for our girls so that they can have rights, so that they can have a future, because in Iraq there isn't any future.
But even here, the future is still uncertain. They are waiting for their second interview with the United Nations. After that, Fuad hopes they will grant him and his family permanent asylum in the U.S., Europe, or Australia, something that can take years.
I'm waiting to go to a country that has human rights, human beings actually having real lives, and you don't have to ask for it. I'll go to any country.
For now, they'll stay right here. So far, only France has granted asylum to Iraqi Christians escaping ISIL. Australia has pledged to accept 4,000. What the U.S. or other European countries will do remains to be seen. Tala Hadavi for VOA News, Naour, Jordan.